Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We're going to get right after this. Let me give you a couple pieces of quick information, though. So my name is Glenn Daniels from Denver, Colorado. Don't spend a whole lot of time talking to you about myself this morning because we've got a whole week together. And by the end of the week, we will know each other. I'm going to have a lot of fun this week. I don't know about you, but I'm going to have a lot of fun. So let's dive right in. If I can have everyone please turn their workbooks to page number 20. We'll go right to page number 20. Now, as you're flipping to page 20, I want you to think about what your reaction is to me jumping to page number 20 instead of going to page number 1. How did you react to that? We're going to discuss that probably about Wednesday or Thursday, but it's how you reacted to show a little bit about your personality. And I want you to start to become aware of that so you can be a better leader. But page 20. Let's talk about this idea of streamlining our meetings, making our meetings smooth and easy and getting things accomplished in our meetings and not wasting people's time. Here's my question for all of you. Have you ever attended a meeting and at the end of that meeting you said, wait a minute, that was a complete waste of time. I'll never get that hour back. Or have you ever attended a workshop like this one and said, oh boy, I'll never get that day back or that week back? You as a leader must do all possible to avoid that. You never want to have a meeting where people will walk out and say, I'll never get that hour back. You don't want to be guilty of that. So let's talk about this idea of streamlining your meetings. Okay? Every meeting you have should have a purpose to it. What's popular to say now is a why to it. Why are we meeting? Okay? Why are we meeting? A good question I challenge you to ask yourself. If I did not have this meeting, would anybody care? If for some reason the meeting didn't take place, would anybody care other than me? If you say, well, no one would care other than you, then don't have the meeting. If you don't have a good enough why, you're having this meeting, then don't have the meeting. Even if it's one of your regularly scheduled, maybe you regularly have a meeting every Wednesday. Maybe you do that every Wednesday. Okay, great. If you don't have a good enough reason for that Wednesday, you bypass that. You skip that. But keep this in mind, though. If you schedule a meeting, people get used to that time period. People want that time period, possibly. And if you're scheduling a meeting and you're counseling the meeting, what you're in essence saying is, I don't respect your time. So try not to cancel your meetings, but if you don't have a good enough reason to meet, then don't meet. If you don't have a strong enough why, then don't meet. Now, in your workbooks, we talk about Robert's Rules. Now, Henry Roberts wrote a set of rules about how to hold a meeting. I don't think you can follow all those rules to have a meeting. In fact, I know you can. In fact, I triple dog dare you to try to have those meetings. By the way, that rule, the rules, Robert's Rules, on page 26 in your workbooks. Again, I triple dog dare you to try to have a meeting based upon those rules. I will suggest this. You follow Robert's rules and always, always, always have an agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just go ahead and divert here a little bit. Have an agenda for your one-on-one meetings. Have an agenda for your team meetings. Always have an agenda. And that agenda should state, number one, what is the purpose of this meeting? That should be the first thing in the agenda. The purpose of this meeting is blank. What is the purpose of this meeting? The purpose of our meeting this week is to help you learn some essential leadership skills, help you remember essential leadership skills, help you take those essential leadership skills to the next level. That's the purpose of our meeting. Second thing you should always have in your meetings is who should attend, who to attend. Let me give you a quick formula for that. Never invite anybody to your meeting who is not a value-added proposition. If they're not a value-added proposition, they have no place in your meeting. Value-added proposition means either they're going to take value from the meeting or they're going to give value to the meeting. If they're not going to be there, then don't invite them. If you're inviting other people who don't give value or is going to take value, that's the person who's going to walk out and say, I'll never get that hour back. That's who should attend. what to bring to the meeting. Okay, you should always let people know what they should bring to the meeting. Okay, you were told today to bring notebooks with blank paper, bring your workbook. You're told to come with colored pencils. You're told what to bring to this for us this week. Okay. By the way, if you're wondering why I had you bring colored pencils, and I have a box of crayons for those of you who didn't bring them, we're going to mind map a lot of this. And mind mapping is probably one of the most powerful ways for you to learn things. So we're going to mind map a lot of today's meeting, a lot of this week's meeting. We'll get onto that a little bit later. So I want you to start learning how to use your mind and use the environment to learn things and capture things. So we're going to mind map a lot of things. That's the reason for the colored pencils. But you were asked to bring those things. Also, though, is what to bring and what not to bring. Okay? Most meetings, you're told not to bring your phones. Okay? But then we say, oh, we got to have our phones. Okay? Here's what I will tell you to bring. Bring your phones, but do not bring your focus on your phones. Bring your phones, but do not bring your focus on your phones. We have some exercises that we're going to do that will require that you use your phones. Bring your phones, but do not bring your focus on the phones. Do not allow your phones to ring. That's in the agenda that you got last week, right? Or was it 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago? Okay. You got that agenda. So bring your phones, but do not bring your focus to your phones. No one in this room should be answering their phones. Okay? No one's phone should be ringing. Be respectful of the other person. Now, if you do, get that emergency phone call. And I'm saying emergency phone calls. If you do get that emergency phone call, please have enough respect for your coworkers in this room to wait to get all the way out the door before you start talking on your phone. Put your phone on silent and put it in your pocket till we call for it, please. Now, again, that's what we were told to bring and what not to bring. And your agenda, you got your date, your time, and your locations. The agenda you got from us. Your date, time, and locations. Every agenda you send out, even if it's your regular weekly meeting, you need to send the date of that meeting, what time that meeting is going to be, and what the locations of that meeting is going to be. Keep that in mind, though. Date, time, and location. But let me ask you, I realize today is Monday morning, but is Monday morning really a good time to have a team meeting first thing Monday morning? I hear some yeses, I see some noes. Okay, let me ask you this. Friday afternoon, the last 2 or 3 hours of the day, is that a good time to have a meeting? I see a lot of, no, that's not a good time. Okay, you have to decide based upon your team, where they are, what's the best time. Mondays could be a great time. Great time Monday morning to kick off the week and get the week going good. Friday could be a great time to wrap it all up and say, hey, this is our meeting to conclude the week. So Fridays could be that. Mondays could be that. You have to sit down and think about this. Consider what is a good time to have a meeting, what is the best time to have those team meetings. In your agenda, you're going to make sure you have the order, and it's going to be written down, the order in which all items are to be discussed. Which items are going to discuss and what order should be in your agenda. And I'm going to ask you to add one other thing. What order and how much time you're going to spend on each one of these. What order and how much time. So real quick recap. You must always present an agenda. By the way, best practice is that agenda should be in everyone's hands at least 2 to 3 days prior to the meeting. You're having a team meeting on Friday or Thursday. That needs to be in everybody's hands at least by Tuesday, probably by Monday. Okay, that needs to be in everybody's hands. So you got that agenda. It's going to state what the purpose of the meeting is all about. Why we're here. You're going to make sure that you know who's going to attend that meeting. So you also want that on the agenda. So if you've forgotten somebody and someone else on the team says, hey, you know what? We should probably invite so-and-so. You can add that person on there. So who to attend? They want that on the agenda. What to bring to the meeting and what not to bring. Date, time, and locations. Always on the agenda of the meeting. And then the order in which what issue is going to be discussed and how much time you're going to spend on what issue is going to be discussed. Make sure you pass out that agenda 2 to 3 days in advance. Make sure that's there. Now, here's something I'm going to challenge all of you to do. Delegate a meeting leader. You as leader should never run another one of your meetings. Never run another one of your meetings. You should delegate that to someone else. Okay, you decide who's going, you're going to delegate it to. Maybe you're going to delegate it to the person who's ready to take over for you or is close to that. Or maybe you'll spread it around and say, 1 month you delegate it, you'll run it, this run it, you run it, just spread it around. That's up for you to decide based upon your team. But what should not decide anymore, what should not be an issue anymore, is the simple fact you're not going to run the meeting. That's not a concern anymore. You do not run any more meetings. See, your number one job is to develop people. So you can develop them by letting them run the meetings. But here's the thing. If you're going to delegate that to somebody, you delegate the responsibilities and the authority of that meeting. The responsibility and the authority to run that meeting. So in other words, they are responsible for starting each section on time, each topic on time, starting the meeting on time, and ending the meeting on time. Ending the meeting on time. By the way, before I totally forget this, ending the meetings. Let's say you set a meeting from 9 to 10. That meeting ends at 9:55. You set a meeting from 9 to 9:30. That meeting ends at 9:25. Every meeting that you run should end 5 minutes ahead of schedule. You start on time, but you end 5 minutes ahead of the published schedule. Period. Period. Just make that a habit. Make that a rule. Plan your agenda so that you're finished 5 minutes ahead of the schedule. Okay? You got your meeting leader, though. Let's go back to that meeting leader. You have given them the responsibility and the authority to run the meeting. So even if my agenda calls for me to speak the entire meeting on two topics, it is that person that is running the meeting. They have full-on authority to say, hey, Graham, you have 2 minutes left on this topic. They'll flash me the two-minute sign. They have the authority to run the meeting. Yes, it's my meeting, it's my agenda, but they're running the meeting, and I give them full-on responsibility and authority. So they're going to say, they let me know. And when time's up, time's up. It's not their fault, it's your fault if you're going over time. Okay? Time is up, and you're going to follow that because you've given them the authority. Time to stop. They wave you off. Time to stop. You stop, and you move on to the next topic, or you stop and call it a day. And then you sit down and redo your agenda to give yourself more room for the next meeting. Give that person full-on authority to run the meeting, and you make sure they understand what the responsibility is. The responsibility is to run the meeting and have it on time, end on time. Responsibility is to make sure notes are taken, action items are taken. That's their responsibility. You're going to sit down with them and tell them, this is your responsibility. Delegate a meeting leader. And then, if at all possible, avoid your impromptu meetings. You want to avoid those. If you're going to avoid an impromptu meeting, that's great. Sometimes, though, you're going to have those meetings that there's no warning for. Hey, everybody, just meet in the meeting room. Sometimes it's going to happen. These rules also apply if you're having a teleconference, a video conference, any kind of virtual meeting, IM, team meetings, online meetings, Skype meetings, Slack meetings. Those same rules still apply all the time. All the time. So let me ask you a question, though. We'll break up into groups because I want you to discuss this issue and I want you to bring you back the answer. You have just been promoted. You're now running this team and it is the first meeting, the first day. So let's say you got promoted and it's Monday, 9 o'clock. Or you're having someone promoted, you promoted somebody and it's Monday morning, 9 o'clock. I want you guys to sit down and structure out what that first meeting should be like. So do it on your tables. That'll be your first set. We're going to break these tables up a little bit later, but do it on your tables. What should that first meeting be like?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.